5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 801 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You guys got thoughts on this and more? You're welcome to come in. 713-780-3776. Dave wants to get in here to talk about Correa and other things. What's up, Dave?
Hey, can you hear me?
Dave, what, you there?
Dave, are you there? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hey. Yeah, no, so I was in both by St. Thomas the other day, and I saw Carlos Correa, and it looked like he was shopping for real estate. So I think he's staying here in Houston.
Okay.
What I heard, oh, Carlos is – now, this is not – somebody told me, oh, yeah, Carlos Correa's house is up for sale in Memorial. And it wasn't my boy. It wasn't my
good
guy.
Time to sell a house.
It would be a good time. Well,
I don't know if it's great.
And unless it's going to be, you're going to be here another year, then you take it off the market, right? Do we have any real estate agents out there that know what Carlos's house is all about?
Well, they could find out.
Is it
up
for sale? Yeah,
they could find out.
I mean,
I'll have my boy.
You know,
I don't know what it's listed under, but probably his name or Daniel.
Yeah, it's under his name. Yeah. You can find that at HAR.
It's probably privately listed.
Maybe not. Most everybody's house is out there.
Well, you don't have the names of the. If you tell me the address, I could find it on HAR. But they're not gonna. You don't list it by your name on HAR.
But your name when you most
that's,
everybody
that's
you
HCAD.
List it.
That's different. When you list it, it's not listed by only your address. Your address. You don't list it by the name of the owner.
No, you go to HAR. You go to the owner. The owner's name will come up. Yeah.
On HAR.
Yep.
Since when has that been the case?
I don't know. I've seen it before. Well, we can find out. Is Carlos Correa's house for sale? 713-780-3776.
Well, real estate agents literally could look. I mean, I don't know. MLS is maybe where the name is, which we don't have access to MLS. HR is Houston Association of Realtors, where we can go search that. The MLS is the actual stuff that they can find that. But, yeah. It probably is. Why? What's the big deal?
Well,
Carlos is probably, and even if he stays, maybe he doesn't want to sell it now. Maybe they'll just rent.
Jackie says if it's really a one-year deal for Correa, he need to make it an actual one-year deal. I don't need Correa putting a knee on backwards and not opting out.
Yeah.
I think you can make it a mutual if you're going to protect yourself in a situation like that.
What's the purpose of having that long-term deal?
Make it
look for what? It's a joke.
Well,
why would you even want that?
Well, unless something like that does happen and you go, well, you got him. Now you got him. You got him for good.
You're doing that for Scott Boras is doing that for Carlos's benefit.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
not
know.
For Scott because Scott is going to do everything in his power to opt out.
Yeah.
He could hit 140 and like, bro, it was just a phase, bro. You just didn't see the ball well. We'll get you some corrective lenses.
It's risky business no matter what for Carlos Correa. He's doing it again. Another 1 year, you got to prove it. And it's actually been the last 3 years. He's had to stay healthy. He's had to hit again because we went through that rough time after the ribs where he wasn't sure of himself at the plate. But he's bounced back from that. He's bounced back from the injuries. Now he's got, you know what? There was plenty of pressure on the dude last year to perform, and he came through. He came through with flying colors. And now you're asking him to do that again as opposed to having that guaranteed money that he knows he's going to have for the rest of his life. It's tough. It's a tough situation for Carlos. But when you change agents, this is what you get. This is what you're going to have.
Yeah. It's, once again, I think when it's set, all said and done, everything points to Carlos coming back for a one-year deal. It's not a tough deal for him making a crap ton of money 1 year later and a crap ton of money this year. He will gain generational wealth this year potentially, depending on what that looks like for you. But Carlos is going to make in 1 year an incredible amount of money from Jim Crane or another team. And then beyond that, you know, it's not my business, not my money. If I don't care about him, like, oh man, I hope Carlos gets a huge bag. I don't care, big bag, small bag, I don't care. I just want Carlos to hit with men in scoring position. That's what I care about. Do you remember? It really wasn't that long ago where fans didn't really care that much, and we didn't hear that much about contracts. Once you got it, it's the only thing we hear about now. What's on there right now? What's on ESPN right now?
Aaron Rodgers agrees to 3-year, $150 million deal.
It's about a contract. It's about his contract.
Yeah, right.
It's like Aaron Rodgers signs 3-year contract with Packers.
Right.
You have to say the money. Everything is about quarterback money. Like all these Kirk Cousins, does he deserve this money? It's like everything is about contracts now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with a salary cap, that's kind of a big deal. Getting your value for the money.
It's a big deal when that's the conversation.
Yeah,
well, that's the conversation, but that's not. It's rarely the conversation about what it does to the cap. It's usually just about how much money are you getting.
Well, but it really matters with the cap. And now Devontae Adams says, "I ain't playing for the franchise." Guess what? I am not going to play for the franchise tag. That's less about money.
That's more about no players ever wanted to play for the franchise tag. Well, except Kirk Cousins,
right?
Because he understood that was a method for him.
It was a prove it time.
Yeah, but Devontae's been around for a while. Devontae wants to get the most guaranteed money he possibly can. So now we'll hear about his contract stuff for a long time as well, and that will take over the news cycle at some point. Because he says, "So my son, so Snacks comes in and says, well, so Devontae Adams said he's not playing. What does that mean?" I said, "I guess it means he retires."
Well. Yeah, no, he will not show up until they trade his rights, whatever the case may be.
Well, that's realistically that's what it means.
Yeah, right.
I just won't show up and I'll play chicken.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not like I'm beholden to you because I don't have a contract with you.
But they don't have the money because Aaron Rodgers' money.
Yeah. Well,
they got the money to franchise, but they can't give him a long term deal.
Right. Well, yeah, that's on the pack. You know what? You made your bed, Packers. Now you got to lie in it.
What about Aaron? You need to sign Devontae Adams. Hey,
what about this Randall Cobb deal you laid us with?
You made us do Cobb, and now we just had to give you 50.
Yeah.
What do you mean we got to sign him? You want to give some back? So maybe we can fit him in? How about you take 35? We got money for him right off the bat. No. I'll make it work with Randall. Will you? And Valdez Scantling and Lazard.
Valdez Scantling's coming
going.
Here.
Yeah, he's going. Lazard.
How about Valdez Scantling here?
What about it?
What do you mean?
Fast guy in a straight line?
That's right.
Not bad.
You're damn right. Let's give some weapons to my man.
Is that a done deal?
No.
I didn't think
so. No, but it's hopefully they're closing in. Apparently, the names are on HCAD, and then you look it up on HR.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the HCAD thing. Yeah.
HCAD. Why not? What's the matter with HCAD?
You just don't want people finding all your stuff.
Oh.
Let's not talk about it. It's HAR is where you look for houses.
HCAD is the appraisal district. What's the matter with the appraisal
Nothing's
district?
Nothing's wrong with it. Nothing's wrong with it.
I don't give a rat's ass what people look up. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you would like to get in here, Mary Kay Cab is going to join us here shortly. She's writing up a trade by the Cleveland Browns. We'll find out what that is all about, hopefully shortly. And we've been talking Deshaun Watson, and that's why we're talking about Mary Kay Cabot. Apparently, the Cleveland Browns, in the middle of these depositions, he also talked to the Panthers and the Saints yesterday. Now, today, it looks like the Browns are coming in Is Shad? I don't know if Shad Khan's coming. I don't know if he would.
No,
no. Shad I mean, Khan, I mean, no.
The Flying J.
Yeah, the Flying J dude. Yeah, I don't know that you want to bring him. I'm pretty sure. I don't think you
want the owner.
Yeah, I don't think you want to bring him. But it was kind of interesting that Dave Tepper did come yesterday.
Well, they've
the
got a sale. I mean, they truly have a sales job to make because that's not a winning team. That's not a team that looks like it's set up to win right now. So that's a real sales job, and it's a quarter, and it's a head coach who's on the hot seat. So that's a tough sell. Jacksonville's a tough sell. Cleveland is probably. I mean,
Carolina.
You got me on the Jacksonville. Yeah, right. Carolina is a tough sell. The easiest sell is probably the Cleveland Browns. There, if Deshaun is about winning, which I actually think that's a big part of it. You know, Cleveland has a lot of what you want to win and win fairly quickly. The Saints, I don't know, does Tom Brady coming back scare Deshaun off of the Saints at all? I don't think so, but I do think it's a little tougher to win, obviously, with Tom Brady coming back as opposed to having Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask battle for the job there. And if you're with the Saints, you've got Alvin Kamara, you got Mike Thomas. I think that's something that really appeals to him. Yeah, Mike Thomas supposedly coming back.
Do you?
If he gets Deshaun, yes. I read an article yesterday. Like,
I would
he's
figure.
He's very excited about Deshaun Watson. They've been in contact.
Yeah, you would think.
So, yeah, I think they're very excited about this. I think Sean Payton being gone, maybe Mike Thomas is happy about that.
Yeah, and Lamont made a point, and I heard this yesterday too, is there's no such thing as it's cap hell. There's really no such thing. If the Saints can pick up Deshaun Watson and $35 million this year, $35 million contract, plus being $47 million over the cap, then there is no such thing as cap. There's really no such thing as cap hell. There's really not. Does it matter to Deshaun that the Panthers are the second best defense in the league?
He probably looks at it. I mean, he's probably looking at what do I have to
well,
work
if
with?
You were the Panthers, how do you sell him?
How do you sell him on this? We got Christian McCaffrey. He's not going anywhere. We've got
DJ Moore.
Yeah, I guess you'd sell him with that. You'd look at what your offense did. I don't know.
Your
it's not a great
second in the league.
Not
That's
a great
a
offensive line. Yeah. I mean, you say we're in a weak. Look, Deshaun. The bottom line is Tom Brady's on the way out. Matt Ryan, and you look at the mess that's going on with the Saints. Look at the mess that's going on with the Falcons. We've got an opportunity to make a big step up very quickly if we add you. We think our defense is good enough to pull in. You try to point out winnable games last year and show how you could have won five more games with Deshaun Watson. Like,
well, here's how you show. So they were second in the league in yards, and they are
who?
In the second in the league last year in yards against.
Oh,
Panthers.
Yeah. Not yards, yeah. Are you counting
they
something?
Were 18th in points against, which means they got set up in very poor field position all year with quarterback play, most likely. So they gave up almost 24 points a game, but yet they only gave up 305 yards a game. So that might be a selling point for Deshaun is we got a good defense, dude.
Sure.
If we had any offense at all, we would have been a really good football team.
Well, you got to
plus
sell.
I think you see too the teams come. Look at the Bengals. Look, Matt Rhule is on the chopping block. You know who was on the chopping block last year?
Zach Taylor. So points for 29th, yards 30th, first downs 25th, rushing attempts 14th, rushing yards 29th, rushing touchdowns 31st. I'm sorry, these are passing touchdowns, 31st. You've got interceptions. They were the worst in the league with 21. rushing, they were 20th in the league in rushing. They were 13th in rushing touchdowns. Look, what you point to Deshaun Watson and you say, we will have a healthy Christian McCaffrey. We have Chuba Hubbard who can do a good enough job for us. We've got DJ Moore as your wide receiver with bad quarterbacking with Cam Newton and Sam Darnold. This guy had 93 catches for 1,157 yards, but only four touchdowns. If you're here, we look at him having 12 touchdowns. Let's project your numbers. I'd have my analytics team work up value against quarterbacks who played. And so you look at basically like a war, like what's his value over replacement. And so you look at some of the data, look what we think that he could do for you. And then, yeah, I mean, the rest of it's not great from a receiver standpoint. Holy cats. Robbie Anderson. Is Robbie still there? Yeah. So Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, but how much better would Robbie Anderson be with
Look at their yards per reception. Robbie Anderson, 9.8. Robbie Anderson should be high.
814 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We'll continue Deshaun talk. And if you want to get in, talk Correa or Deshaun or any of the signings, you're more than welcome to do that.
Deshaun gone by Sunday. When we come back, I'm going to set an over-under on Sunday. Deshaun, don't answer yet. Is Deshaun gone by Sunday?
We'll talk about it on the other side. Right now, we're talking about GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf and the greatness that is John Clay Wolf, the man who did over a billion dollars in business in sales. Well, in buying last year. And, well, he made money as well, so he sold those vehicles for over $1 billion as well. But that's a big, big, big business concern. And he's got to do big business. He's got to do a big numbers because he doesn't make as much on each of the transactions. He gives you more for every single vehicle, which means that he's making less when he sells them at auction. This is the game plan. We will give you more, but we're going to do huge volume. And then we will sell them. Hopefully we're smart about how we're going about it, and we'll make a little bit of money at auction. And that's the business plan. Well, that's perfect for you because you're the beneficiary of him giving you a lot of money for your vehicle. And if you can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100. It's what he told us. He tells us every single time. If you're looking to sell your vehicle, you got to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Go armed with what you can get for your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, now 819 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, 713-780-3776 is the number. I guess Jeremy, I mentioned Jeremy Branham a little bit earlier. He doesn't care if the Texans trade Deshaun Watson to the Colts if they give up a good haul. You don't do that in division. And he says, well, remember when Casario cut Cunningham and he was immediately starting for the AFC South champs?
There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that. And oh, by the way, Cunningham ain't Deshaun.
No, I'd like a bunch of Cunninghams on the field, if you want to be honest.
Yeah.
I'd like the Texans to play against a bunch of Zach Cunninghams if you really want to know the truth.
That ain't Deshaun. Goodness gracious, that's a big difference
there. I was thinking about this last night.
You can have Cunningham.
Everybody that had any beef with, I feel like we're missing one. Who was the other guy? Anybody that had any beef with David Culley or the Texans is gone. Charles Omenihu, gone. Justin Reed last year. Remember, he was suspended. They don't make an effort to re-sign him. Roby, they got rid of early on. Who was the other one who was? Zach Cunningham. Zach Cunningham, gone. Anybody that they had any issues with that needed to be suspended, because it does make me think, I mean, come on. Did that really come from Culley or did it come from Nick Caserio? Any of the suspensions that they had. And maybe it was David Culley.
Culley was pretty adamant about it. Remember he said, how hard was it to suspend him? Not hard at all. He was not hard at all. You don't obey the rules, you're out of here.
Do you think it went through Nick? You think Nick was?
Probably.
That may not be unusual, though. I don't know.
No, I would imagine if you're going to suspend a player, you'd have to talk to the GM.
Although, frankly, no. I think a lot of people could just suspend a guy if they wanted to. It might depend on the structure of the team, but I don't feel like if Mike McCarthy wanted to suspend somebody, I don't know. That's Dallas. Dallas might be different. Andy Reid will suspend whoever he wants.
Talk to your GM. Hey, Andy Reid, I got to suspend this guy.
Andy Reid doesn't.
Probably not.
Depends on the team. I don't think Mike Zimmer would.
No, and Belichick doesn't, but you know.
Yeah, but Zim had a real GM. I don't think he would.
I think Brian LaFleur would.
If Brian Flores, I bet you he could suspend a guy whenever he wanted. there's certain coaches I think that have
just said, F you, I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill O'Brien said, hey, I'm thinking about suspending this guy. What do you think? Do it. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it. You should do it. You want me to get him out of here? Get him out of here.
And then, like, why are you talking? And then Jack's like, oh, my heavens. I do not know what I've got myself into. He is just in a corner screaming to himself, Jesus, baby Jesus, and every other tiny little, any tiny spirit of heaven, please come down and protect me. Protect me, Jack Easterby, and also protect Cal. And protect both of us mainly from this crazy lunatic. So, just, he's screaming himself about trading guys and suspending guys. And JJ, if y'all could start sending some text messages to the owner, that'd be great. I'd like to get rid of him. You didn't hear it from me, but if a bunch of y'all text Cal, trust me, I can use that to get Bill out of here. It doesn't take much for me to trick Cal. I just need a little bit of ammunition. Just start the text messages. You can use burner accounts. He ain't going to know the difference. Just text away. I'll get rid of him quickly. I wish there wasn't so much truth in everything I just said.
It's dead on. It's dead on. Mike Florio was on yesterday. who was he with? The Wheelhouse? Or
it was the Killer Bees.
The Killer Bees?
Yeah.
Mike Florio was on with the Killer Bees yesterday. And he says still, and they haven't been in yet to, you know, lure Deshaun in. But he says the Eagles are the best bet.
To me, I think the Eagles make the most sense. They've got a team that just went to the playoffs. They've got a coaching staff that's 1 year in. They've got a good offensive line. They've got a good defense. They're in a division where they could contend easily for the division championship. They're in a conference where the path to the Super Bowl isn't nearly as difficult as it is in the AFC. So I think the Eagles make a lot of sense for Deshaun Watson. They've been interested in the past, but Watson was never interested in them, and their interest never fully materialized the way it did for the Panthers and the Dolphins last year when it came down to those two teams. But the Eagles have always been there. I won't be surprised if the Eagles do it. In 2013, the Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the team, said our number one priority is getting a franchise quarterback, and they still haven't found a franchise quarterback. They somehow won a Super Bowl along the way, but they're still looking for that franchise quarterback post Donovan McNabb.
Is Philadelphia on Deshaun's list?
No, they weren't previously, but that was before Devontae Smith was drafted. So maybe. I don't know that he would love playing in Philadelphia. I don't know that if that fan base, is that something he thinks about? And Deshaun doesn't strike me as a guy that's afraid of a fan base. And if there's a fan base that will welcome you with open arms, it's Philly. They don't care. You know,
they'll also turn on you in a second.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. But if you're good, they'll love you. But they will turn on you. But if you're good, they'll love you. And a part of them, like, you got people fighting hard for Jalen Hurts there. There is a civil war going on between Eagles fans about Jalen Hurts. I accidentally stepped into it in the middle of the year last year. I didn't even realize it was going on. I just made one comment, and it just set the whole thing off. And I had no idea what I was stepping into. There are people who want Jalen to fail so badly, and there are people because they want to be right, and there are people who are anything that happens with Jalen is the most amazing thing that a quarterback has ever accomplished in football history. And so it's a weird situation. Of course, it's you know, and it's not necessarily down racial lines for everybody if that's what you're thinking. It's just some Eagles fans think he's a good quarterback, and some believe that he's never going to be a good enough quarterback, and they want to move on. You know, one thing I want to mention here as it pertains to Deshaun Watson, because this, some of you are already thinking this. Some of you, when you heard that cut, were already thinking, oh, you trade Deshaun to the Eagles, you get Jalen Hurts in. The worst move the Texans could make, if they truly believe in allowing Davis Mills to grow as a quarterback, a guy who only had 11 starts in his entire career in college headed into last year, the worst thing you could do, if you really are about that Davis Mills life, is the worst thing you could do is put a quarterback on the roster that will create fan friction. It's the worst thing you can do. Because no matter what Davis Mills does, everyone would be pining for, or a group of fans or whatever, it would turn into Jalen must be starting. Or you say, well, Nick, hold on, Nick, Lovie Smith, I heard him at the combine. Because this is true. Levy at the combine said, no one's given a starting job yet. Everyone's got to earn their job. So you could easily make a comment. You could easily make this statement, say, okay, then Davis Mills has to earn his job, so why not give him good quality competition? Why? And I'm devil's advocating here a little bit, but it does make sense. You could say, wait a minute, don't the Texans have the best chance if they have two quarterbacks that can compete for a starting job rather than one? Doesn't that give the Texans the best chance? And it's true, in theory. The problem is, if you've got one guy who you want to develop, you can't have anybody on the roster who you think should be playing ahead of him. Because the fans will start to – it could become an issue in the locker room.
Absolutely.
It could become an issue in the stands, in booing when there's three and outs. You just don't want that.
No.
So you can't take on Baker unless you're going to make Baker the quarterback. Unless you're going to make Jalen the quarterback, you can't take these guys on and expect Davis Mills, you know, for anybody. Baker wouldn't, but even Davis Mills. If Davis Mills beats out Jalen Hurts, for example, if Jalen were here, there will be fans who will immediately call for Jalen Hurts. Well, throughout the season.
No, it won't change. No, but Jeff Driskel is now...
That's safe.
That's perfect.
Jeff Driskel is a safe option.
Jeff Driskel is perfect
even
for
a guy
backup
like,
quarterback.
Even a guy like if you brought in Case Keenum. You'd still have people pining for Case, but you're not going to...
Are you kidding? In this city?
No, they'd like Case, but you still won't have... You have plenty of people who don't care about Case being a Cougar who would say, I already know what Case does. Case doesn't excite me enough. Where the reality is, Case would be better early on.
No, I think
Andy
Dalton would be better.
Yeah. Yeah, because no one...
Nobody. No.
No. And Andy Dalton might be better than Davis Mills, but no one's going to call for him.
Yeah.
They will call for quarterbacks that might not be as good, but they won't call for quarterbacks that might be better, but you know they've already reached their top end, and now they're headed potentially down. No one's going to call for that kind of quarterback.
Yeah, no. 828 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Unfortunately, Mary Kay Cabot can't do it this morning. She has been busy. She's got a podcast and another radio show.
Okay, what's the trade?
So what was the trade?
No. Tell us the trade on the air.
So it was Mac Wilson to the Patriots for Chase Winovich.
Oh, wow.
Winovich.
Mac Wilson, former Bama guy, Bama linebacker. And if you know anything about Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, he only likes Alabama players.
Yeah.
He likes them a lot. So he gets rid of a Michigan man for an Alabama linebacker. So a little faster, although he didn't test like he's faster, but a little smaller linebacker than usual in the middle.
Winovich is
try-hard
coach's son.
Yeah, he's long hair guy. He's basically, what was his name who the Texans had? Long hair, Brooks Reed. Basically, he's another version of Brooks Reed. Long blonde hair flowing through it. Plays like his hair's on fire every play. Yeah. Try hard guy. Everything.
He's going to give you effort.
Every possible stereotype that you've got.
Yep.
That's Winovich.
That's it. That's Winovich. All right. 829 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. You want to bet where Deshaun is going to go? You can bet on MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. But right now, the deal is all about the NCAA tournament. And they got a My Bracket tournament going on right now. My Bracket tournament, which is free to enter. Here's the deal. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, and you could win. You want an NFT that's worth $50,000? You want a Bitcoin? You want $100,000 in cash, in prizes? It's all going on right now. You got until the 17th. What's today? The 15th. You got until the 17th to get in on a free entry into the My Bracket contest. So if you're looking for a great way to absolutely free get in, but you got to put in promo code BET975 and you can get in. Now, you can also, you put the money in and multiple brackets you can bet. Betting the national championship winner or looking for player game props. You can bet on every game. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's not just the NCAA tournament. There's NBA. There's golf. There's baseball's coming up. You can bet baseball. You can bet baseball preseason. That's how silly this is. And that's starting this week as well. So if you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 833 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number, to give us a call.
Hey, it's bracket time again, folks. 97.5, 92.5. Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, supported by Rambler Sparkling Water. We're giving away prizes to 97.5 winners. Yep, the .5 winner also. It's the penultimate winner. It's the second to last in the whole bracket. Did we mention all the free stuff? Check this out. Prizes include 65-inch 4K LG LED TV from Audio Visual Consultations. I think I know those guys. $50 gift cards to the Burger Joint, Chewy's Fine, Tex-Mex, Smash Burger, and much more. If you head to ESPN975.com right now to register, it's going to be on. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. So I asked previously, will a deal get done by this Sunday?
The answer is yes.
I mean, here's something someone asked me yesterday. Have the Texans already come to an agreement in terms of compensation with the teams like New Orleans and Carolina before Deshaun goes and vets them?
Probably not.
I believe not.
No.
I believe they're not going to waste time until they find out if Deshaun's even interested.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think he will be interested in New Orleans. I think Carolina ultimately might be too tough a sell.
I think Deshaun would be cool. I think it would be a good fit in New Orleans.
I think it would be. The fans will absolutely love him. I think it's a good fit. I do. I think Atlanta's a better fit, but that's not one of the conversations. So I think New Orleans would be a good fit. They have the 18th pick. Don't love it. Would rather have an earlier pick than that. They're way over the cap, too. So they've got to figure out how to make this work cap-wise. Maybe they could send some of money back in the form of a really good player to the Houston Texans. Now, I would be more than happy to take a look at Cesar Ruiz or...
how about Marcus Davenport?
I don't know. He's got his contracts coming up, too. I don't think I'm interested in Marcus Davenport. Maybe. The guys I would look at would be your center, Eric McCoy from Texas A&M, or Cesar Ruiz from Michigan, who's playing right guard but can also play tackle. Now, he's just... re-upped with Justin.
That would be
Britt.
Nice to get that. And that, maybe not have to draft that early.
No, both guys can play center guard. You just re-upped Justin Britt, by the way. But you got center guard here, and Eric McCoy is center guard at A&M, although he's playing center here. And then Cesar Ruiz is actually more of a, frankly, a center than a guard, but they've got him playing guard. Maybe you look at one of those two guys as part of a deal. Now, McCoy will have a deal coming up. You'll have to pay him, but that's fine. He's a good player. Cesar Ruiz, you've still got, he's played 2 years. You still have, he was a first round pick. You still potentially have 3 more years left on his deal. Other guys that you maybe could take a look at if you're the Texans to fit Lovey's defense, you could look at Peyton Turner, University of Houston, first round pick from last year. Maybe you draft Peyton, or maybe you trade for Peyton Turner. He's only had 1 year off his contract. You could potentially look at a guy like Paulson Adebo.
Yeah, but they're trying to get rid of money, aren't they?
Yeah.
Those guys are all in first contracts.
That's a good point. I'm not interested in Malcolm Jenkins. See, you want guys who are on second contracts, like Marshawn Lattimore.
Oof. I found Marshawn Lattimore. I'm like, what? You're picking up Deshaun Watson and sending me to the Texans?
Well, I'm sorry it has to work this way. Marshawn,
like, what?
It is what it is. Let me see what his contract. What's his contract look like? He's under contract, potential out in 2024. He's under contract until he's 30, 2026. So he gets out in 2027. So his cap number, it's pretty sporty. Yearly cash, $24 million this year. Now, the problem is if you traded him, all of your signing bonus and your restructure money hits. So if you were to move him, dead cap, oh, man. Yeah, it's just too expensive to move him. Your dead cap is $40 million. You take a big hit this year. You can't move them. All that restructure money, you can't move them.
Damn.
See? That's what y'all do with your credit card spending. You can't move Marshawn Lattimore. That's the problem with these teams like the Saints. They gave away a bunch of draft picks a few years back, and now they've restructured deals, and they tried to win now for Drew Brees, and now they're kind of stuck with some of these contracts.
And they signed players to big deals and that don't show up for work.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that hurts.
That kind of sucks for an organization, I think. I don't know.
How bad do they want it? What about Ryan Ramczyk? What about the Saints? My guess is Ryan Ramczyk's untradeable also. I mean, Ryan Ramczyk is a really good tackle. Is there any chance
you have a really good tackle?
No, you don't.
You have Laremy Tunsil. You have
they've got restructure money with him too.
Oh, how's the highest paid tackle in the game?
I don't know. Haven't seen him since October.
You've got him. He's your guy.
I think he was at Paris Fashion Week.
And you're trying to bring in a Ramczyk.
Was Laremy Tunsil at Paris Fashion Week? Hold on. Let me. Laremy Tunsil, Paris Agreement. Nope. He had successful thumb surgery, though.
I wonder how Baker Mayfield can go back to Cleveland now. If this doesn't work out here, they were poking around for Derek Carr. They're poking around for Deshaun Watson. It can't be more public that they're looking at Deshaun Watson. How does Baker Mayfield now? Apparently, he shut down all of his social media. I don't know. Well, but he sees a lot of people while he's cutting all those commercials he's cutting. So they're probably telling him what's going on. How does Baker Mayfield go back to Cleveland?
Has he deleted every Cleveland picture ever also, like Kyler did?
No, he deleted all of his social media, apparently, which is good.
Yeah, it has got to be tough for players. Players say dumb things on social media. It's also a way
there's a lot of hateful things people say.
That's what I'm saying. If they want to engage at all, like there's no reason for Jack Easterby to have a social media page. If I were Jack, I would delete it, except that you feel like fans won.
No, because it means they care, Lance. When they tell them, we hate you, leave the city, you're a scumbag.
I don't think Jack, no one has posted any pictures of Jack blocking them. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because he forgives you.
Well, of course he forgives you. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't forgive, how are you going to be forgiven?
I hope he forgives me for the things that I've said about him, you know, making bad deals. I really don't need your forgiveness. I'm just stating facts. You have somehow weaseled your way into a job that you're not competent for. You stabbed Brian Gain in the back. You helped get Billy out of here. And for that, we're grateful. Right. I don't want it to sound like we're ungrateful for some of the good things that you've done as well. You have tricked Cal into getting the GM that you wanted that has helped to install you. Now you're bulletproof. So if you want to forgive me for all that, then that's fine.
Well, yeah. No, you forgive people. Okay? If you hold grudges, how is God going to forgive you for your sins?
Do you forgive that guy that punched your tooth out?
Yes.
What's his name?
Ronnie Bickhouse. Yes.
You forgive him? When did you forgive him?
I've forgiven him a long time ago. I'm good. When I see him, I'll give him a big hug. Say, Ronnie, you know what? You were the better man that day and probably every day after.
But now you're going to try to make a move on him?
No, I'm not going to punch him.
Would you just, if he's not looking, would you get one of these where you slap him across like from the back of his ear?
Like, let's say he's incapacitated now.
Yeah. Would you draw pictures of genitals on his face like Reggie Love did when he was at remember that basketball player Duke?
Yeah.
Who worked with President Obama, but he was a Duke player who fell asleep at a North Carolina fraternity party. My wife mentioned his name. I said, hey, you need to Google him. I think this is the same guy. I said, Google Reggie Love, North Carolina fraternity. And I said, just see what pops up. She goes, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Don't fall asleep at fraternity parties.
Well, did he have some kind of legal action against him for that or something? Did that happen?
For drawing weens on his face?
Yeah, they drew
I don't
stuff.
Know. Is it considered disrespectful actions?
Well,
or what's the illegal?
Hey, listen, he should have been arrested for being so dumb to fall asleep at a North Carolina party as a Duke basketball player.
Exactly.
That's on him.
I mean, that's not on you. I can't blame North Carolina fraternity people.
No.
This is what happens.
That's what you have to do.
Well, it's like a Crip falling asleep in a Bloods house. Hey, I was at the party. What did you guys draw wieners on my face? Stupid Bloods.
I don't know that the Bloods.
It might be worse. It might be worse, potentially.
Yeah.
But that's what you got with North Carolina fraternity party.
That's
Duke basketball player got stuff drawn on his face.
And Crip got stabbed to death 47 times.
And honestly, there's not a court in the world that would, they'd all look at that and say, well, I mean.
Honestly, you're kind of dumb.
I mean, what were you doing there?
713-780-3776.
You know why? Probably like not. You seen Duke girls?
Yeah.
We're here in North Carolina.
We got to go to North Carolina.
We got to go to North Carolina.
You know how hard it is to get into Duke? Have you seen our girls?
That's you're such an anti-feminist.
No, I'm not. I'm sound.
See how I set you up to say that? And then I got to knock you down for saying it?
I know.
So easy to lead you to the water. Well, they probably had to because of Duke, right, John? Have you seen girls at Duke? Like, there we go.
Hey, I went to Knox College, bro. Hard to get in. Bro.
Eric, our guy, Eric Cooper, basketball player at Rice.
Nice. He got the only pretty girl there.
Yeah. His girlfriend, his wife now.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey. He goes, it ain't easy, bro. I said, well, that's pretty good, though. He goes, yeah, I know. Never, I'm putting a ring on it immediately.
844 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk about my hair for a while. I'm sorry. I'm sick of not talking about my hair, okay? I love talking about my hair. Everybody loves talking about my hair, as a matter of fact, because I got hair. Ha-ha. Ha-ha, Jackie. Yep, got hair and love it because of Doc Linville. And it's all Doc Linville. I had relatives in this weekend, and as a matter of fact, they were like, man, what's with all that hair you got going on now? I remember you when you didn't have so much hair. Yeah, that happened. It sure did. But here's the deal, is I got it now all because of Doc Linville, and he just moved it. That's all. It's still mine. Can't say, oh, you got fake hair. No, I don't have fake hair. I have real hair. Just moved. That's it. That's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did. And you know what? It's awesome. The process is simple. If you're looking for a great way to get hair moved to the top of your head because you're sick of everybody making fun of you, you're sick of having that giant 9-iron. The ladies love hair. They don't want to rub their fingers through your bald head. They don't want that. What they want is hair. Run their fingers through your hair. That's what they say. So if you're looking for the ladies, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Doing a little research for News of the Weird. Apparently you can call the Easter Bunny this year. You can send the Easter Bunny around. I didn't know that you could actually call the Easter Bunny, but yes, you can call the Easter Bunny app. It allows the bunny to call you. So if you got kids, you can revisit memory again and again and share the magic via your social media to send the moment as a cute video to grandma and grandpa. That's nice. I ain't doing all that, but you can do it if you want to. But the Easter Bunny's out there for you if you need some Easter Bunny help. 713-780-3776, the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Unfortunately, Mary Kay Cabot couldn't join us today. She's really, really busy. She works for a living, so she wasn't able to get on with us this morning. She wrote an article in which she stated that the Cleveland Browns were now in the hunt for Deshaun Watson, as they will come here. For sure, head coach. I don't know who they're bringing. The Panthers brought their owner. The Saints brought their GM and their coach. So I don't know how the Browns are going to go about it. I do know that Baker Mayfield is in a bit of a he's in a different kind of place now. He's going into the fifth year of his 5-year deal. He will become a free agent next year, or you tag him. But this is something when they're outwardly out there shopping for quarterback, it kind of tells you, as the number one overall pick, that you're no longer wanted here. It'll be a difficult. Now, we've seen teams before. I guess flirt with other guys. I don't know. Not this openly, though, right? The Derek Carr one was pretty. That was pretty publicized. This now, where you're sending people to go talk to Deshaun Watson, it's pretty obvious. I'm not wanted here.
So Cleveland for sure is sending people.
Yeah, to talk to Deshaun today.
Is that what she says?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my first. That's got to tell Baker they don't really buy into you.
Yeah, I guess. That's not even a hint.
Well, if it doesn't go down, you know what it does? Baker's agent, like, it sends a message to him, don't even ask for crazy money, bro. Don't do it. We'll consider a Baker deal. You see what we did already? We already went after two other quarterbacks. And it could be a leverage play against Baker, too, in that regard, where you let them know right off the bat, this is what we think of your guy. We're going to openly shop for quarterbacks in front of your face. So when you come ask for that money, you can hit us with $22 million if you want, but don't be doing something stupid. Don't try to get into the threes, because that ain't happening. You're not getting in the 30s. So New Orleans probably did something campy like brought gumbo. Hello, Deshaun. We would like for you to try. This is gumbo from Flagons or Commander's Palace or whatever. This is Dillis. Carolina came, and Matt Rule said, hey, Deshaun, you ever had any Carolina barbecue? Look at this. This is a vinegar-based. I know you have because you're from Atlanta area. I know. You know how we do. Okay.
Well, I was in South Carolina for 4 years, so yeah, I know that too.
Yeah. Hey, what about, yeah, what are you bringing, Cleveland? Oh, we just got some meatloaf.
We stopped at Cincy, grabbed some Skyline chili.
You know, we got what Cleveland's known for. Y'all got those sandwiches with the French fries. No, that's Pittsburgh.
No.
With the chili? No.
They brought Kiss from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I got to bring food. What's Cleveland's
food?
Well,
what do you mean? I bring Kiss.
What's Cleveland's food?
No, there's no food. They don't have
Cleveland's
no food.
Cleveland's got to have a food that's known for Cleveland. They don't have no food. What do we have? We have Tex-Mex. We have barbecue. We have a lot of stuff. What is Cleveland known for?
They don't have anything. Nothing. Cleveland's not known for anything. You ever
Goulash?
Been there? You've been there?
Yeah.
There's no...
Well, Cleveland for a long time was considered a big joke. And Cleveland's not that terrible.
No. The downtown area is neat.
Yeah, it's not as bad. It used to be
a joke
for a long time.
That's fun.
Yeah, I was there in like 2002, but yeah, I don't think it's terrible.
No.
Cleveland's not terrible, but what's Cleveland's food option when they come in? Deshaun, please try some of our, marshmallow. You ever had Jell-O?
Gratin potatoes.
Here's our Jell-O with whipped cream in it and some different types of fruit. That a lady at church made.
Oh, Lamont said that they're bringing a couple of massage tables.
No.
Brand new massage
don't
tables.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
They're not coming.
You.
Listen, if they show up with two massage tables, though, would that not be funny?
I mean, it's ballsy.
I don't know.
No, we're kidding. Deshaun, here's a $100 gift certificate to Massage Envy. All right, it's just a joke. It's a joke. But it's seriously, we did buy it so you can use it. But don't do that. Okay, that's a joke, though. That's funny, though, right? Funny.
Can you ask him during these? Now, this is so ironic. Now, you have to sell yourself to Deshaun Watson, who you should be asking. Now, Deshaun, tell us about this little fetish of yours, okay? This should be the opposite.
Well, I think, as you saw, I was just presumed innocent. A court just said I was innocent.
No, they
didn't. That's actually not what happened.
That's
what Twitter said. Yeah. Twitter said I was found innocent by a court of law. Well, Twitter's wrong. They don't understand bill, no bill.
Shouldn't this be they're going in there and going, Deshaun, this is going to be a hard sell for our fan base. Yeah. You know, with all, you know, you still got the 22 women. And you know, the criminal complaints, I know that there was no bill,
that's not how this is going,
but you know, Deshaun, are you going to keep this? Is this over with yet? How are those massage urges going?
Do you know the number one question that guys are going to want to ask in real life is why would you do this on Instagram? Why would you just not find somebody like two or three people that are part of the, that are a known, like, why are you going out on Instagram?
Well, it's not two or three. He wanted a different one every time.
Well, that's what his answer would would be.
Well, but you could do that by just going to a bar and a consenting adult.
Yeah, you still have to get consent for other touchy-touchy stuff.
No, but no. If you go to a bar and she says, yeah, I'll go home with you.
But if she says no, you got to stop.
Well, then you don't get somebody that says no. You should get somebody that says yes.
Okay, there he is. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. You don't get somebody who says no. Noah can't even believe it in the other room. This
what? That's not crazy. You don't get somebody that says no. You get somebody that says yes. And Deshaun could find people that would say yes. Deshaun Watson.
My point
a
is.
A rich, good-looking quarterback.
My point is, because this is what NFL people have said to me when they ask about this. Like, how does he not, why would he go to social media and direct messages and Instagram when that stuff's always saved?
And
I'm like, why are you asking me? I have no idea.
And try to pretend that and make up a story about a massage when it's all about them doing things to you. You can't get people to do things to you.
Yeah, but I think that I really
you're
do.
You're Deshaun Watson. Yeah, but you I don't have to try to fool them.
It's a chase thing.
It's a fetish thing.
So, yeah, I don't. Like, do they ask questions? I would be curious. Are these questions you ask him? Like, how did this go down? Because you know what? If you're an NFL team taking on this contract, you have every right to want to know these questions.
Yeah.
Instead of being like the three wise men bringing frankincense and myrrh and, you know, but in the form of gumbo and Carolina barbecue, instead of bringing your gifts to Deshaun,
how about you
should be asking, hey.
No, it's
we need to interview you.
It's the exact opposite of what it should be. You got to sell yourself on him when he should be selling himself on you.
I'm assuming that you're selling yourself.
Yes.
Right? Probably.
No, absolutely you are. All right, 713-780-3776, the number. You want to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't know what you're doing with your payroll. Do you have somebody that is doing your payroll for you? Somebody in office? Somebody that is, you know, slaving for hours all week long? Behind trying to, you're adding more people, so that's more on them. You have to build up the payroll department, hiring multiple people. I don't know what you're doing. But I can tell you that you shouldn't be doing it that way. If you've got 15 or more employees, it's more economical for HRP to be doing your payroll for you. It's just more economical, period, exclamation point, than finding and paying full-time people to do that for you, wasting hours. Those people, you can be out selling widgets instead of worrying about payroll. Don't worry about payroll. Let HRP take care of that for you. There's so many of our people here. You've heard them. You just heard Marcus from Orleans Seafood. You heard Chad Clay. You heard Chuck Watson. You've heard all kinds of great businessmen in this city talking about HRP and the greatness that is HRP. If you're looking for a payroll company, if you're not completely satisfied with yours or you're doing it wrong, then go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is ESPN 97.5, Real Fun Sports.